The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.
Here we go. Bloody hell. Let me just start the stopwatch. We've got 25 minutes of mediocre fun coming your way. Hello, this is Seymour Miss. This is Seymour Miss Podcast. I'm joined by my co-host, Lee Kyle.
Oh, hiya. Look, if this is your second episode, I'm not always the co-host, but I will be for this one. I'll be honest, probably the next one if we record it straight after this.
Well, we could, you know, if co-hosts becomes a little bit, we could always add letters to that, like we've done with the title. You could be the co-host.
I would like that.
With a double O, just the one O, you're co-host.
Could I also add a silent Q to the start of both words?
Yeah, but don't tell anyone.
Don't tell them what?
We'll make it silent and also invisible. Anyway.
I'd like that. Yeah. Yeah, but no silent U, so even if someone who can speak silent letters sees it somehow and can pronounce it, they then can't pronounce it because there's no U after it.
Someone who can speak silent letters?
Yeah.
Who's like...
Well, I've never met them yet, right? But I don't want to... It's a big wide world out there, Seymour.
Like, would you think if it was on the news tomorrow? Big news, such and such, as turns out, can speak silent letters. What name would it be where you were going, actually, I'm not surprised?
I don't know names, but I think it would be one of them people who appears once every year or so in a like sort of item on the news where, oh, someone's banged their head and now they're speaking in a Chinese accent.
Right.
You know, it would be that. So, like, who's in a lot of danger of banging their heads? It would be someone who does that. A clown or a man who falls a lot, right? And they would wake up one day and go, oh, what a lovely... I'm trying to think of a word with a silent letter in now. This is a good medieval reenactment. What a lovely knight that is.
Okay, right.
And people would go, what are you on about, Doug? Right. He'd be like, I don't know. And they're like, have you banged your head? Yeah, you pronounce silent letters now. Right. And you can see them even though they're invisible. I don't know why that would come about.
The first person who sprang to my mind was Lenny Henry.
Right.
I just thought it was something maybe he... don't know why.
He's a polymath, isn't he?
Maybe
to
do with a Katanga thing that he used to do. Katanga, my friends, remember that?
Yeah,
Katanga!
Yeah.
That was my... I think that was some of his best work.
But
I think he kind of disses it a bit these days with it, you know. But I loved the old Katanga.
People often look back
Katanga,
on that.
Katanga, my friends, what's wrong with that?
People often look at that old stuff with regret, don't they? And they don't go, oh no, like, your stuff now, while more skilled and honed, isn't as good as that because that was fresh and...
Katanga,
like,
my friends! Who doesn't like that?
Katanga.
Who doesn't like that? Bloody hell.
I like when you do that noise with that other one, you know? It's good.
Theophilus P. Wildy Beast.
Yeah. What's he doing now, Henry? That's as good as that.
Well, nothing to be fair.
Yeah.
Comic relief. Yeah. Bloody hell. He's jacked that in as well now. Obviously, he's fucking not paying him enough.
They asked me to... did TK Maxx the other day. I went and bought a Easter decoration for my wife because she likes Easter and she was a
you
bit
decorate
sad.
Your wife at Easter?
I do. It's a bunny.
Nice. Yeah.
And so I bought it. It was £3, like, this...
Bloody hell, mate. What's going on there, like?
And they said... Do you want to donate £5 to Comic Relief at the till?
Yeah, fuck off. They do that a lot in shops these days. A lot of time, like in the Tesco's now, you go and pay on the self-checkout and then at the end it says, do you want to round it up or like pay an extra quid to get into some charity that we've picked out? And I'm like, no, you're owned by a fucking billionaire. Yeah, you get do that cunt. You fucking can give the money.
You round this up, you
cheeky cunts. How the fucking dare you ask a poor cunt who had to come in here and pay the inflated fucking prices that you charge. And then you fucking ask them to donate a fucking charity that wouldn't need to be a fucking charity if you weren't such a greedy fucking money-grabbing cunt in the first place.
We're meant to think, oh, the nice Tesco now.
Like, exactly.
Morrison's, I've noticed, have, certainly in South Shields, and I'm guessing other places, they have brown paper bags full of groceries near the front that you can pick up, buy for their retail price, and they will give it to people who need the food.
That's nice of them, isn't it?
Yeah. You think, just good give of them to do
that. Because that is the bit of that transaction that I always managed to fuck up. I bought truckloads of vegetables and all that. Spent loads of money on it, but just, and then the truck's tipped over, set on fire, so they're just getting it to the people who was, oh, I always struggle with that. So thank God for Morris runs.
Very grateful for what
you've done. Running on and on, Morris, and on and on and on and on. Fucking cunts. Anyway,
it's not what this is for, though, is it?
Yeah. That's not what this show's about. This show's, we talk about things, we swear a lot. Don't apologise for that. Swearing's great. It's traditional, and it's a very admirable working class trait. If you don't swear, you're a cunt.
My wife doesn't like the word cunt, and I've argued with that.
A lot of people don't.
And I just feel like, I understand if it's in America, where cunt has a different meaning, where it's like derogatory about women, right? But I also feel like if we live in a world where the word cock or knob is less rude than cunt or twat, then that's... I'm not saying I'm a better feminist than my wife, Seymour. That's not for me to say, but...
That's what it's sounding like.
Yeah, I feel like cunt should be no ruder than cock, should it?
Or cock should be as rude as cunt. Yeah,
which I would also like.
Or winky, willy, winky, winky, woo.
What did you call? What did you call your penis as a child?
Tony Jackson.
He can read silent letters.
Yeah, yeah. The swearing is... I just think there's no fucking wrong with it. If you get offended by swearing, for fuck's sake, wake up. There's plenty of more offensive things to be offended by than fucking swearing.
I like
and
it.
And proper swearing as well. None of this modern fucking everyone's nice now. You know, we won't be using phrases like fucking cock womble. Fuck off. No. All that portmanteau fucking shit. What the fuck, a cock womble? What is that? How's that a fucking insult? What are you saying? So you're saying my cock goes around picking up litter in fucking Wimbledon
and
Common.
Making good use of it.
Yeah. Either that, or you're saying, what else could it mean, the cock womble? Or I don't know, fucking...
I've said this to you before, Seymour, that I think you're one of the wombles, great swearers.
Yeah,
and it's because it's your mastery of the basics. That's what I like. Exactly. Like, you make piss and fuck, and that really... I think there's maybe 7 or 8 swear words, and the rest of them, you don't need that. You don't need fucking cockwomble.
No, fuck all that shite. No. And people think they're dead. Oh, cockwomble, well, let it fuck off. Nah,
cock, cunt, piss, shit, fuck, bastard. There's
twat,
not many
twat. That, I do like twat.
There might be another a few more that I'm not thinking of, but if you had just those 7, that's enough. And use them with skill.
Yeah.
You know, use them well. Like, you can swear, your vitriolic swearing is fucking world class.
Well, it's just good, isn't it? Get it in there. It's like punctuation. Fucking dicks. So many fucking dicks about it, isn't there? So,
how are you going to not swear?
I was just watching that Susie Dent doing a old history of swearing on the Channel 4 catch-up thing. Explaining where all the words come from.
So that's some of them. Does she ever go into the more modern flowery ones?
Oh, she did. There's a series of 5. She does fuck, cunt, twat, shit, and bloody.
Sod. That's a good one. In order. You know, because I don't think people should be offended by swearing, but I do think sometimes with a priest or your nana, you know.
Mm.
So I understand you're not going to say cunt then, right?
Mm.
So it's useful, like bloody and sod and bugger are still good, aren't they?
Yeah,
like
they didn't used to be.
Bugger's an odd one, isn't it? Like, because that means
sod
fuck
as well. Yeah,
up the arse, isn't it? Like, how's that less rude?
Sod is just short for sodomy, isn't it? Yeah. I would imagine.
Like, how's that something you can say to a kid?
Yeah, bugger off, you little shit cunt.
Yeah, they don't say cunt. Like, well, yeah. I threatened to bugger him. That's much worse. Again, this also isn't technically what we're here for, like.
But yeah, swearing's great. So there will be swearing. If you don't like it, then, you know, I probably don't listen to it. But listen to the other bits, because they won't be swearing.
Well, unless there is.
There might be swearing in the other bits as well. And,
like, anything could happen within a specific amount of things that are possible or likely to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And swearing is one of the things that could happen.
Yeah. But the words, except ironically, the words cockwomble won't be heard.
Beyond this point.
Because, in addition, I think it denigrates the tradition of the wombles. The wombles are cherished childhood memory. Mm. I don't want them associated with cock.
Yeah, to use the womble as an insult is like a fucking disgrace to what...
It's a children's television programme, for fuck's sake. What's the matter with you? It's like saying cock and nori.
Oh, you're a knob Poddington P. Like,
yeah.
No. You're right, the fucking... And it's not like it's a problematic one from the past. Like, if you aren't going, Rolls Court...
The magic cock around.
It's not...
Cocker Castle.
Bill and Ben's cock.
Yeah.
It's just not on.
It's not. It's
bit of fucking
Jamie
respect.
And the magic cock. Just, it's not, you know.
The Queen's cock.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we could
Mr. Cock. Yeah, it's just, I can't, you know, the Mr. Cox. I don't know.
Hey Man and the Masters of Cock.
Yeah, yeah. Captain Cock and the Mysterons. Thunder Cox. yes.
And terrible stuff. Cockwomble is the worst choice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the worst one.
The worst one.
And it's the middle classification of swearing, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, fuck off, innit? It's just like, we don't want to be too offensive, but we won't think people think I'm edgy. Fuck off. Fucking shove it up your arse, you fucking dickhouse.
Yeah, there you go. And even dickhouse, I have to be honest, I'm not that happy with.
No, cock fucking house cunt. Fucking fanny batter twat.
Spunk. I like spunk as a word, and
spunk's a nice word. Spunk. Yeah, fanny. I do like fanny.
Yeah.
Over pussy. I don't like pussy. That's a cat. And so
I don't like.
I don't know. It just seems very icky. American. As well.
Yeah, that's what when I was
fanny seemed. But
when I asked, I know before in America, about what you called your
fanny's your ass, innit?
When you asked what you call your genitals as a child,
you know,
mine was a diddler. Right.
A diddler, right.
Kia, me sons, that was a flump. But that was a decision made before I knew him.
Okay.
You know, but I don't... My wife, Claire, her mum, who one day I'd love to interview and release to the world because she's a fascinatingly stupid character.
Right.
She called hers and her sisters her pussy, which I understand they're like cats.
Yeah.
And I understand... But that just means a vagina in porn, doesn't it? A pussy. Yeah. You don't...
Tuppence, that was what I heard this last I knew you used to call us a tuppence.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah. This other night, she used to call us £3.60. I don't know.
Because, you know, it's...
Because it's worth more or something. I don't know. It was all right at the time.
It was just a bit of fun and just nobody got harmed.
No, well...
Some people got
maybe
harmed.
Another dimension, you know, in that dimension where everything that I say happens.
Do you? I reckon you. You're a conundrum of a man, Seymour. Speaking of Susie Dent, so
exists, doesn't it? Because if you talk,
that's what I want
if
to
you're
know,
talking infinite.
But do you dimensions, believe? I think you could either strongly believe one way or the other in infinite dimensions and universes.
I don't believe in it because it hasn't been proven as yet scientifically.
Yes.
But I also wouldn't rule it out. I don't know, you know.
Okay.
Whereas
that's
God,
the opposite of what I
think personally,
answer.
Like God-wise, I would rule it out because it's just like, it seems too ridiculous to be true.
And I know you
like pixies and fairies. For me, God is ranked in amongst, and all his like cohorts, Jesus and all them, the Holy Ghost, all them guys, all that gang. I can see them as like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, but I can't see them as like actually existing.
Yeah.
Where like a multidimensional theory is, that is, if something is could be provable, then it could exist.
Yeah, I think like
and that could be provable by, you know, the fucking quantum physics.
It's
and
about falsification, isn't it? So you kind of falsify God, so you kind of prove it.
Yeah.
So
it's about
you kind of disprove it as well. Yeah. So that's where the faith thing comes. But it's always an odd, I think, like, and I am meant to say, oh, you know, God, you know, there's no evidence, I don't believe. But I think it's reasonable at this point to go, well, it's just not true, is it, however?
It's not true, no.
However, let's have a think about this for a second. It's not true, is it?
Yeah. You don't
sorry,
go
there, sorry again.
There's no evidence that elephants could ever fly, but people don't go, but they could have.
I'm not sure about
it. But they could have. I hate dicks who do like that. You get like from some people who like believe in ghosts as well, where they can. But it's good, but it could. You're like, yeah, but you could say that about anything. That just
can you prove it doesn't?
The debate society and just say that at every fucking debate you get up at, and then you just kill the thing. But it could. You don't know it couldn't.
Don't know, have you ever not seen a ghost? Oh, I wish I was dead.
Hello, thank you for listening to this Felt Mount podcast. For more information and extra episodes, you can head over to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/feltnout. It's the only co-op and non-profit run by comedians. You can get this podcast earlier than everybody else. You can get exclusive content. And there's lots of extra podcasts included in our patreon.com. There's full stand-up shows, there's gig tickets, prize draws, surprises, and lots more. We've raised over £25,000 for charity. So go ahead and join patreon.com/feltnout.
Anyway, got any superhero comics?
Yeah, we've got Who's Who. I think we got the first page last time.
Yeah,
so,
we're
only 40 minutes in. We've still got 10 more. Minutes of cracking stuff.
So this is Marvel superhero, isn't it?
No, DC.
DC. Sorry, I'm not an expert.
DC, Dozy Cunts. The Definitive Directive of the DC Universe, Volume 1, published in March 1985, when I was 100. And we're just going through it. It's basically a dictionary of all the DC heroes, villains, up to that point.
We covered Abel last time, so
covered
that's
Abel,
done.
Kane's brother. Who works at the House of Mystery. So, page two.
So, Seymour knows about these. I know very little about these.
I don't know about all of them. Right. They're pretty obscure, a lot of them. These cunts, I've not really... Abnegazar, Wrath and Ghast.
Right, okay.
I'll just show you Lee a picture there.
They I'm going to go with this, some sort of demonic hell spawn.
They look like a boy band, don't they? They look a bit like EMF with an extra member.
There's only two in EMF.
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
It's three weird-looking cunts. They look a bit dragony, kind of, but they're humanoid in shape. One of them's got a stupid, like, fin thing going across his head, like a Mohican thing.
A bit like maybe Merman off He-Man.
Yeah, he's got big, massive, pointy ears. Another one... has got like spirals in his eyes and big, massive ears. They've all got massive ears. The third one's got like circles drawn all over his cell, like a dick.
They're definitely someone's minions.
They're alter ego, inapplicable, occupation, inapplicable, marital status, inapplicable, known relatives, none, group affiliation, none. So that was all worthwhile. That's the first fucking section, wasn't it?
What do they do?
Height inconsistent.
What?
A billion years ago, all right, here we go. A billion years ago, Abnegazar, Wrath and Ghast inhabited Earth using their magical powers to spread evil over the planet's pre-human population.
Oh, God. This goes all the way back.
After a time, a mysterious race known only as the Timeless Ones was alerted to the rampant evil and banished the demons to eternal imprisonment beneath the Earth.
That's
a sensible place to put them in prison. They'll never escape from there. And then they broke out and fought the Justice League of America, because that's where all the superhero stuff happens in America.
Yeah,
some weird quirk of fate, you know, like Doctor Who happens in Cardiff. Like superhero stuff happens in America.
I think that's why Banana Man was popular when I was a kid, because he's like,
Eric, what's his name? Acacia Avenue. Banana Man, Super Gran. Happy birthday, Super Gran, for a couple of days ago. She was 90.
She was. Gidron.
Super Gran
is 90.
Don't spoil it for the fans out there.
Set in Scotland, filming in Whitley Bay.
Yeah. Because Whitley Bay's
is
got
she
them,
in here, Super Gran?
She's not DC.
Marvel.
Mm.
I would like it if they had a...
I think she's going to be added to the Marvel Universe canon.
Like that.
In the next set, I think under James Gunn.
I don't know what this means. It's something for
It's just
for
shite. Yeah.
I would like it if they had a British superheroes cinematic universe. With so you could have her.
Yeah.
You could have Banana Man.
Banana Man, yeah.
Batfink's not British, is he?
No. Captain Britain's the only like one of them superheroes who's definitely British. Not? Captain Britain, yeah.
You've got what's his name, who was played by Russ Abbott?
Cooper Man.
You could have Cooper Man.
And
so
what, the Ardal O'Hanlon character from My Hero.
Yeah, Ardal O'Hanlon off My Hero. Yeah. Not Brom, we discussed that last episode. He doesn't quite fit the criteria.
Super Ted. Yeah,
Super
yeah.
Ted and Spotty Man, knocking about in that. The problem with
Danger Mouse, he could be like you know, like the Samuel L. Jackson type character, and he's already got the fucking eye patch.
This has got legs and one eye.
Yeah, Danger Mouse is the one who controls it all.
Brown bottle out of the viz.
Brown bottle out of the viz. Yeah, definitely.
I think these are movies people would want to see.
Yeah, the British Legion, Carl.
Del and Rodney that time.
Yeah, I'm in the dressed up as Batman and Robin, aren't
I? But, you know, getting quick before the Dell stuff comes out for the film. What about Rocky Robin off the advert?
I don't know if he was definitely English or British.
He was played by Tim Healy.
Right, oh, well, maybe then.
I don't know if he's a superhero looking
yeah,
back
not really.
Just
he's just
an
a Robin,
Robin
he's
who
just
was
a
hard.
Robin, yeah.
I think he might just be a hard Robin.
You can't be having that because then you're having like the fucking stupid leather jacketed baby off the fairy advert.
Yeah, and the red car and the blue car having a
fucking dicks.
Yeah. So yeah, we wouldn't let them all in. We'd have to be strict. But there's plenty to choose from. The problem with the British ones is clearly, and when we mention them, it spells out a big difference between it, isn't it? That we cannot do anything that's not layered in some irony, you know, rather than just going, he has a superhero, he's class, he's like, he's a bit rubbish, like, he likes bananas.
Yeah.
Is that a good or bad thing? It's certainly a differentiator. Right,
so leave it. It's not our problem, is it? Leave it a Danger Mouse to sort it out.
It's on him, isn't it? It's on. Yeah, that's true. And we know someone who makes Danger Mouse, don't we?
Oh, yeah. He's involved in it. Yeah,
I reckon he'd listen if I like.
It's Colonel K, isn't it? We know Colonel K. Got a direct line to him.
Have a word and go, can you just bring Super Gran in and see if anyone even kicks off?
Right, we've got 4 minutes. We're going to get to another one here. We've done that Abnegaza, Wrath and Gas.
Oh, so we've not got any goodies yet, and I don't think by the look of this is one.
The goodies aren't in here. Oh, you mean, right. I thought you meant like Tim Brooke Taylor and that. we haven't. It's been three villains so far, is it?
This one's got a very...
Well, he's not necessarily a villain, but neither is he a goodie.
I wouldn't want him on my side.
Abracadabra.
So he's got a classic...
classic
silent villain's moustache.
Yeah, and he's kind of dressed as a magician, but for some reason in a really skin-tight magician bodysuit with a black cloak. He's a bit like Doctor Strange, but not as good. All black, and he's got like pixie shoes on. Alter ego and occupation, former stage musician, now professional criminal.
Professional?
At least he's a professional.
At least he's paying his tax.
And he fights against Flash.
Flash runs fast, isn't he?
Yeah.
I've heard of him, and I know a magician called Flash.
He's from the 64th century, apparently.
Oh, shit. You'd think they'd have moved beyond magic wands by then.
Yeah, a bit of a time traveller.
Although I can see a robot man in the background, so it's all
humanoid.
Uses
64th century science, specifically in the areas of teleportation, telepathy and telekinesis.
Yeah, so they're sciences now, so...
The sciences of the mind. So that's him. Again, you know, we're building up slowly, but you can only start at the start of the alphabet. That's where you're starting, can't you?
Yeah. Is
good
Batman
picture,
one of
though.
These?
Look this up. Abracadabra. Is what?
Is Batman one of these?
Oh, Batman's in it, yeah. Batman,
we'll get
being
Batman
in
the
I think lads, Batman's so in twice.
Just held your horses
there's
now.
There's two Batmen in it.
What?
Batman's.
Is there two Batmans?
Yeah.
Was there like a Batman before Batman with the same name or something? They went, oh,
well,
the
I think the Batman, like the classic 60s Batman, then changed to be a bit of a more of a rugged 70s Batman.
Oh, but they're still the same bloke, technically.
But since this has been written, there have been about three or four different Batmans.
No, but they're still all Batman, though. They're not a different character.
No, they are. They're like Bruce Wayne, he got ill one time, I disappeared, and Dick Grayson came back from being Nightwing to be Batman again, but to be Batman, and then his son took over a bit for a bit, Damian Wayne, who's illegitimate son with Catwoman.
So these are, in the story, just to get this straight, right?
Yeah.
In the universe, I think you have to say now.
Yeah.
These are not the same character. They could meet, theoretically.
Not the ones in here, but like the ones I say, Damian Wayne's Bruce Wayne's son. He's done a Dick Grayson, who used to be Robin. He's been Batman for a bit.
Do they have different sort of outfits so people can tell, or is that part of them?
Not really. They just wear the Batman one.
Right. But I thought they might have slight tweaks, you know?
So yeah, there's always slight tweaks in there. But then Batman's always, you know, look at the Michael Keaton, George Clooney, Val Kilmer. Let's put some nipples on. Yeah.
I remember the Dandy, Desperate Dan got cloned, right?
I thought you were going to say Desperate Gandhi. That would be a good Desperate Gandhi.
I'm not having cow pie. Desperate Dan got cloned, and his auntie Meg or something, I don't think it's Meg.
Right.
She was all like, oh no, which one's the real Desperate Dan?
Yeah.
And the real Desperate Dan was like, I'm the real Desperate Dan. Then the other one was like, no, I'm the real Desperate Dan. Like, I'm
obviously evil, you know? Yeah.
And there were, she was giving them loads of tasks, so they had to rip up some pylons out the ground and chuck them or something, you know, that sort of thing. And then she's like, oh, I don't know if she's Scottish, she's probably not, American. Yeah. She's like, oh, I don't know what to do, you know. So she made them a cow pie each, and then she worked out that the fake Desperate Dan was the fake Desperate Dan because he used the horns on the cow pie to pick his teeth out.
Right.
Them out, whereas the real Desperate Dan ate them. But even as a kid, I thought that's unsatisfactory because why would that have happened? They would have both just ate them. They're the same.
Yeah, and the fact that Desperate Dan's a hero and yet he seems to cause wanton destruction, where I'm sure pulling those electrical pylons out of the ground and chucking them away would have cut the power off to the entire village, probably. And then what are you going to do? And that, it's more intimidation from a character like that. Like, he comes, all you see in the comic is like everyone's smiling, all right, Dan, that. But what you don't see is how he intimidates people into letting him help them, in inverted commas. But he's just showing off. It's like Big Heck. I don't know if you ever from
South Shields. I was looking up Big Heck again recently.
Was a charity collector. He used to go around with a bucket and collect for like non-specific charities and that.
The reckon he raised over $1 million, and I don't think he did.
No, he fucking didn't. And he definitely had some kind of neurodiversity issues. But he was fucking massive. And it was like you wouldn't not give the cunt money because you would think he was going to fucking punch you
something
like
18 feet or something.
Bit like these horrible middle class chuggers that you get on the town these days, who run up and tell you they fucking set up a monthly fucking donation to something that they don't even fucking donate to themselves, a fucking cunt. In fact, they get paid by the cunts to tell you to fucking pay them. Fuck off. Just don't pay this cunt. Just give this cunt's wages to the charity, and then you don't want to fucking ask me for your money.
It's like Tesco, isn't it?
Dicks. Aye.
Aye. Big Heck.
Tesco, very little help.
There's a plaque to Big Heck in Leigh in South Shields.
Right.
Which could have used the money for give to charity, really.
Could have, but that's not what he would have wanted.
He's dead now, so don't worry about it.
He is.
But I think that's hopefully that covered, you know.
It is, we're like fucking 26 minutes and 40 seconds now, so that's
if you go
boom,
over to patreon.com/feltonout, pay for it and that, there'll be a bit of bonus stuff there about something. I could. Have I ever told you the story about when people thought I was a magician?
I don't think so, no.
I might, or we might get distracted. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we'll do that.
Right then. Let's do that then. Right.
All right, go on then.
That was a Feltonout production. To find out more, visit feltonout.co.uk.